Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Emma Rogers.
Can I verify your email address?
My email address? NANANADER@AOL.com.
Your telephone number?
928-242-3112.
And your shipping address?
I'm sorry?
And your shipping address?
8530 East Darner, D-A-R-N-E-R, Avenue at Mesa, Arizona, 85208.
Okay, thank you for that. That information you verified over this recorded line is correct. Looks like someone entered the sleep stage drawing back on August for the KitchenAid mixer.
I'm sorry, repeat.
Looks like someone entered the sweepstakes drawing back in August for the KitchenAid mixer. Looks like they also automatically signed up for the discount shopping store membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them a $125 gift voucher to the discount shopping store online, and it's $56.95 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this order on August 20th, correct?
No, ma'am. If it was done, it was done
okay.
By accident some way, somehow.
Okay, so I can go ahead and just get your information sent over to your local county police department. So that way, whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Well, I don't believe I didn't.
Okay. If you didn't do it, ma'am, that's fine.
Well,
if you didn't do it, then do you want to go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim?
Now you got me confused because I don't know. I don't believe that I did it, but I'm not computer literate. Citibank told me they've already charged over $200-something to my account. I don't know anything about it. And if I signed up for something, it was totally by accident. I don't need a mixer. I have a mixer. How do I handle this?
Well, it's up to you, ma'am. Do you want to proceed with the fraud claim, or I can't tell you what to do.
I'm going to let Citibank handle it.
Okay.
But
disputed those charges with your Citibank?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So at this point, no refund will be issued. You would have to give us a call back with your Citibank on the line regarding those charges. Is there anything else can help you with?
Nothing will be taken out of my account from this point.
The account has been canceled, so that stops all future charges.
Okay. I don't know how this happened. I don't know what happened. I don't believe I did it. If I did, it was by accident. Just looking at something. But I would have had to put in a credit card number, wouldn't I?
Correct.
hasn't. The reason I didn't contest this before, I saw it once before, but we've had a death in the family and the person was in hospice. It's my sister. She just recently passed. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, my phone, it had static, and then all of a sudden the static went away and it got quiet. I think I'll let Citibank handle it. But like I said, I don't know. I didn't know even what it was. I had no idea what something fire. Security fire? Was that it?
I don't know, ma'am.
Okay. I thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.